Well, the Imbonerakure are theoretically the youth wing of the political party of the president, the CNDD-FDD. However, in reality, the Imbonerakure act as a militia, often committing human rights violations in conjunction with the police or other state security forces. What's concerning about the video that circulated on social media over the last couple of weeks is it appears to be the tip of the iceberg of a much wider trend of gatherings of the Imbonerakure, often in the presence of state authorities, political party leaders, or the president of the Senate, government administrators, where this song, this chant, or variations thereof, are sung repeatedly by the Imbonerakure. The concern is that this is going on in different provinces across the country, and that it has been going on, we're learning now, for perhaps in some areas as long as 2 years.
So obviously the concern is that these youths, others in Burundi, might actually act on these words and turn them into reality.
Well, that is the concern. I mean, there's a very long and ugly history, of course, in Burundi and in the sub-region of incitement to hatred, incitement to violence, including sexual violence, leading to reality. And of course, there have been any number of incidents of mass killings, mass atrocities in Burundi and in Rwanda in the sub-region. So that's clearly what the High Commissioner is trying to warn today through his press statement, is that there are signs that harken back to previous incidents of mass atrocities, and now it's time for the international community to act. In fact, this isn't the first time the High Commissioner has rung the alarm bell, but he's doing it loudly and clearly today based on what we see emerging as a trend across the country of organized gatherings, rallies of youth aligned with the president's political party and clearly chanting and singing hate speech, speech that incites to violence, which could include mass sexual violence.
Zaid said also that this does amount to a campaign of terror. Those are strong words. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, the Imbonerakure de facto control much of the interior of the country, the hills of Burundi. They are fairly well organized throughout the country and have been intimidating anyone who would oppose the views of the president's party, the CNDD-FDD, as it's known. There have been numerous cases of disappearance, of torture, and of arrest and detention by the Imbonerakure, often working in conjunction with the police, the intelligence forces known as the SNR, and others. And this has spread terror throughout the country and has led to now over 400,000 people leaving the country over the past 2 years and who've sought refuge in neighboring countries.
And what recommendations is the High Commissioner making in terms of what the government needs to do, what the authorities need to do to prevent this slide towards terror?
Clearly, the Imbonerakure need to be brought under control of the authorities in the framework of respecting human rights. Any incitement to hatred and violence need to be very swiftly condemned. The government did that on one occasion when the video circulated, but that needs to be a broad, unequivocal condemnation of any incitement to violence or hatred. That needs to happen in parallel with also a clear instruction to police, to Imbonerakure, to administrators, to members of the government at all levels, that there is no tolerance for this type of incitement. And finally, that those that are responsible for organizing rallies in which hate speech is being propagated need to be brought to justice.